You can't beat yourself up over it. Don't accept it. Don't be like, oh, well, yeah, it happened. But you have to be able to move on from it and continue to work. Continue to try to improve a little bit more every day. Episode 517 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, it all comes down to discipline. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's quick tip episode, I have some reviews to read that have piled up over the last couple of months, and I haven't gotten to them, so I apologize for that, but I do want to give some shout-outs and some thanks to some folks who've left some reviews on iTunes for the show. First one goes out to Matthew Ricardo, who said, really enjoy this podcast. This has great energy and enthusiasm when presenting and has some great guests on as well. Also from Trevor Harris, terrific podcast. Going back and listening to the old ones. Have fun with that, Trevor. It was only 516 in the archive to catch up on, so let me know when you get through all of those. And from Russ_N, says, always something interesting and useful from a conversation with all types of runners. And then the last one comes from Tommy C3, says, Denny does a terrific job with providing a wide variety of topics, listening to what his listeners are wanting, and offers resources for anything you could want as a runner. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do so, as you get 3 episodes a week. And thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Trevor. And also, thank you, Russ. I appreciate the reviews. I know leaving reviews on iTunes isn't always the easiest thing, but if you haven't done so yet and you'd be so willing to try to navigate over through the iTunes/Apple Podcast, just the labyrinth that it is to try to get to actually leave a review for a podcast, it is appreciated. And if you point your browser, whether you're mobile or whether you're on the computer, to dizruns.com/iTunes, it should redirect you to your iTunes account and to the show's page right there, and you can go ahead and leave a little review. Helps people when they're scrolling through trying to figure out what shows to listen to maybe give the show a chance, and hopefully they'll do so and enjoy it. And that's the name of the game. But again, thank you to all that have left reviews in the past, and much appreciated for taking the time to do so. All right, so today, One of the things that I, let me just restart all of that. Hey, shall we? Today, we're going to look at discipline a little bit. And one of the things that I want to do this year is share some of the things that I've been learning as it relates to kind of the mental side of our sport, the mental game. You all know, if you've been listening for very long, you all know that the mental side of my running is an area that I definitely know I can improve upon. It's definitely a weak link. It's definitely an area that I am not as strong as I would like to be. And so I've been trying to improve that. I've been reading some books, watching some things, doing some motivational types of things to try to help me with my mindset, help me with my mental strength, help me to, persevere and things of that nature. And one of the books that I got towards the end of the year and have only just started to crack into is one that we're going to talk about today. But you're going to hear me over the course of this year try to share some of these mental, these mental strength lessons in quick tips. I'm going to try to do at least one a month. In a couple months, there may be more than one, but at least one a month. My hope is that by myself explaining it, teaching it a little bit, writing about it, it's going to obviously help me a bit more, but also help you. So if you're struggling on the mental side of things, and I quite honestly, I think that all of us can always improve on the mental side. There's always a little bit of an area we can always get a little bit stronger mentally, a little bit more determined, a little bit more disciplined, whatever it might be. And hopefully, over the course of this year, and who knows, maybe it'll carry on into 2019 as well. Some of these mental tips that I'm learning and we'll be sharing will help you as well. That's certainly the goal. And today's kind of topic is discipline. Something that I didn't think that I really struggled with. I didn't think that I didn't think that discipline in the daily routine, the day to day, was much of my struggle until I started to think about it a little bit. It's definitely a key component and a key contributor to my mental struggles is my discipline and lack of discipline at times. And so we'll get into that as we go a little bit. But first thing I want to do is share a bit of a book that I got towards the end of the year, and haven't you know, didn't really dig into it right away because, as per usual, I buy a new book on Amazon, it gets here, but I've already got one or two books that I'm reading at the time. So I didn't, you know, just dive right into it. But as I've gotten into it now, into the first part of 2017, it's going to become something that I'm going to be referencing on the daily. Certain passages, at least, will be something that I'll be reading and reminding myself of, until they become second nature. And this little section that I want to read today is the first, basically the first page, the first introduction to the book. And it's something that, will be a main focus for me to read. And we'll get into it a little bit more as we go, but here from, the book is titled, Discipline Equals Freedom Field Manual. And it's written by Jocko Willink, who is a former, U.S. Navy SEAL. And a guy who I've kind of heard on some other podcasts and is a really, wow. He's a good dude and got a lot of good mindset and positive mindset and things of that nature, as you would expect from a SEAL, right? But this is from his book. And it's the title of this little section is called The Way of Discipline. It says, people look for the shortcut, the hack. And if you came here looking for that, you won't find it. The shortcut is a lie. The hack doesn't get you there. And if you want to take the easy road, it won't take you where you want to be. Stronger, smarter, faster, healthier, better, free. To reach goals and overcome obstacles and become the best version of you possible will not happen by itself. It will not happen cutting corners, taking shortcuts, or looking for the easy way. There is no easy way. There is only hard work, late nights, early mornings, practice, rehearsal, repetition, study, sweat, blood, toil, frustration, and discipline. Discipline. There must be discipline. Discipline, the root of all good qualities, the driver of daily execution, the core principle that overcomes laziness and lethargy and excuses. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that say, not today, not now, I need a rest, I will do it tomorrow. What's the hack? How do you become stronger, smarter, faster, healthier? How do you become better? How do you achieve true freedom? There is only one way, the way of discipline. When I read that the first time, it hit a little more close to home than I thought it was going to. Because, you know, I like I said, I like to think of myself as disciplined, but then as I started to think more about it, thought about all the ways that I'm maybe not as disciplined as I like to think I am. You know, all of the mornings that I hit the snooze button or turn the alarm off without rolling right out of bed, and then I fall asleep and wake up an hour and a half later. All of the times that I don't quite push the pace appropriately on a tempo run or on a speed interval, or all the times that I take walk breaks when I don't need them. You know, all of those things are just a lack of discipline. They're things that I could do. They're things that I should arguably do if I want to become a better runner. And for whatever reason, I don't do them. You know, all of the times that I stay up late in the evening, you know, which for me, you know, going to bed on time would be 9 o'clock, but, you know, stay up till 9:30 or 10 o'clock, just screwing around, putzing on my phone, watching TV, whatever, not doing anything productive when I should be getting to bed so it'll be easier for me to get up in the morning. You know, there's so many areas of my life and especially my running life where I could benefit from a dose of discipline. And, I just, you know, as I was thinking about, you know, how that relates to the mindset piece, you know, I think that for me, when it comes to my mindset, when it comes to being weak mentally, it a lot of times results in me quitting or giving up or not thinking that I can do something without trying it first. And I think that at the root cause, all of that is at least somewhat related to a lack of discipline, a lack of doing what I should be doing, what I could do, of just gutting it out, of grit, of having the grit, of continuing to go. I just quit, and not something that I'm proud of, not a trait that I'm going to be bragging about, but something that I'm going to work on. And you know, so the question then becomes, how do you work on improving your discipline? It's not. Discipline is one of those tricky things because there's no partial credit. There's no halfway. You know, if you're trying to, you know, improve your number of pushups you can do, you know, and your goal is to get to doing 25 straight pushups, you know, and you can do 5 right now. If you are disciplined to do your pushups, you know, several times a week, in 3 weeks, you might be at 12 and then at 18, and you can see that progress. So you're moving towards it. With discipline, it's kind of all or nothing. Right? You get out of bed in the morning and you go for your run before the sun comes up, or you hit the snooze button, you fall back asleep, and now you can't run before you start the day. Or wherever that comes into play. Either you stick with your proper pace during your workout. Maybe it's running easy and not getting too fast. Maybe it's pushing hard enough on a tempo day and not settling back into that middle kind of meh zone as well. Or you didn't. Either you were where you were supposed to be, or you weren't. Either you were pushing hard, or you weren't. Either you did what you set out to do, or you didn't. And so how do you improve discipline? It's not something that can kind of just come a little bit at a time. All you can do is just work at it. Be conscious of it. Be aware of it. Be aware of the choices that you make. Because ultimately, discipline just comes down to the choice that you make. You know, how many times in the last month, and I don't even want to count because it's going to be most of them, but how many days in the last month have I woken up either from the alarm or just woken up naturally, looked at the clock and said, like, all right, yep, it's time for me to get up. Let me just lay here for another minute. And then, you know, we all know what happens in another minute later. Another minute later, it's been an hour and a half and well, so much for getting up at the time I wanted to. But if we want to improve our discipline, we've got to do it a little bit every day. We've got to accept that we're going to fail a lot, but what are some ways that we can be more disciplined? What are some ways that we can just continue to build that discipline muscle? You know, maybe it is turning your phone off at a certain time and going to bed at a certain time. Maybe it is, you know, having a routine, having a structure to your day and staying within it. Maybe it is sticking to the workouts that are on your schedule. Maybe it is whatever it is. There's a whole host of ways where we, at least where I, maybe you too, let myself slip when it comes to my discipline of screwing around on my phone when I should be working, of whatever. Like I said, there's more ways than I like to think about. Like I said, I thought I was disciplined before I started to really look at my regular routine, and now I'm realizing all the ways where I cut myself slack, I cut corners, I look for the shortcut. If you want to be a better runner in 2018, you want to be a better runner in the next 5-10 years, set that standard of doing what you're supposed to do, doing what you said you're going to do, having the discipline. It's not easy. It's not fun. It's something that you're going to fail at often. And when you fail, it's not something, you know, by failing, I obviously mean when you do hit the snooze bar, when you do, you know, cut yourself some slack on your workout and don't push the pace quite as much as you probably should have for that particular workout. When that happens, you can't beat yourself up over it. Don't accept it. Don't be like, oh, well, yeah, it happened. But you have to be able to move on from it and continue to work, continue to try to improve a little bit more every day. You can't outsource your discipline. You know, we can try to have accountability groups. You can work with a coach. You have some people that you're going to meet to be there for your run. And that can help a little bit. But ultimately, if you want to be as successful in running and in anything else as you can possibly be, it comes down to having that inner drive, that inner discipline, that inner accountability that is, you know, that doesn't rely on external forces. It doesn't rely on a coach, or it doesn't rely on peers, or it doesn't rely on peer pressure or what other people will think. It's you're going to do what you said you're going to do because you said you're going to do it. Getting up early, going to bed early, doing your strength training, your yoga, your foam rolling, you're running at the proper, you know, easy days, hard days, whatever. Have discipline. And it's obviously not an easy thing to do. It's a struggle, but keep working at it. Don't give up. Continue to try to be more disciplined every single day. And it starts to get easier. You start to build that muscle of the resilience, of the grit, of the tenacity, of the perseverance. And it never gets easy, but it gets easier. And all of a sudden, some of those choices that were struggles become second nature. And it just continues to build and grow from there. So that is today's quick tip. Keep working on trying to improve your discipline. Again, not easy. I don't want to come across as trying to espouse it being easy. It's not, but it's worth it. It's worth the effort. And it's something that I'm continuing to work at, and I have a lot of work to do. So it is what it is. There's probably some area in your running that you can become more disciplined, or that you could shore up a little bit. Work on that and see what it does for you overall in running and in life as well. So that's where we'll put the bow on things for today. Thanks again to everybody who has left a review on iTunes. If you'd be so willing to do that, it would be much appreciated. Again, disruns.com/iTunes will get you there, or just you can kind of weasel your way through the different layers and levels of the Apple Podcast app or the iTunes store on your device. And leave a review. So until next time, hope this helped today. Let me know if there's an area that you struggle with when it comes to discipline. At DizRuns on the Twitter, DizRuns@gmail.com and DizRuns.com/517. I'll take you to the show notes for today. And if you're looking for an interesting and a book that pulls no punches and gets right to it, Discipline Equals Freedom, The Field Manual by Jocko Willink. Links in the show notes. You can get it on, I got it on Amazon. So if you go to DizRuns.com/Amazon, you can grab yourself a copy there as well. And it throws a couple of pennies into the vault for us and helps keep the lights on if you do your shopping at Amazon through that link. So definitely recommend it. Definitely a book that I'm going to be referencing often, I think, in the coming year, as we're looking at different ways to improve the mental strength, the mental component for myself, and hopefully for you if that's an area that you need to improve as well. So that's it for today. I'm officially putting the bow on it now. Until next time, please be well. Take care. Have a great great rest of your day. And thanks for listening. Take care, guys.
See you.